章，我们要从第一节读到第十四节。
John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14.
约翰福音二十一章，这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way.
有西门彼得和称为基图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比带的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
Simon Peter Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, the two other disciples were together.
这里有一共有七个人在一起。
Here we see there are altogether seven people.
第三节说，西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那夜并没有打着什么。
Verse 3. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
He said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will catch, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
第七节说，耶稣所爱的那个门徒对彼得说：“是主，请注意这句话，是主。”那个时候，西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就坐上一件外衣，跳在海里。
Verse 7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Let us pay attention to this phrase here. It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off.And jumped into the water.
这里面两个事主，一个是约翰的反应，一个是彼得的反应。
Here we see two phrases. It is the Lord. One is the response from Peter. The other is from John.
第八节，其余的门徒离岸不远，约有二百肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
Verse 8. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, but they were not far from shore, about 100 yards.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
When they landed, they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。
Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have just caught.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，一共有153条，鱼虽这么多，网却没有破。
Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn.
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他，你是谁，因为知道是主。
Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord.
这第三次又出现这个事主，这是众门徒的反应。
This is the third time the same phrase appears. It was the Lord, and this is the response of the disciples.
耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。
Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
好不好？麻烦后面的接待的弟兄姊妹用点水，给 Peter 预备点水，好吧？我们今天在这纪念主耶稣从死里复活。
Here we stand today to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们每一个主日都纪念主的复活。
Every Sunday we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天是一年一度的复活节，我们纪念主的复活。
Today is the once a year Easter Sunday that we remember the resurrection of him.
这个复活的意义实在非常重大。
The meaning of resurrection is really very important.
因为世界上有许多宗教，每一个宗教都有一个教主。
Because there are many religions in this world, and in every religion we find a head.
每一个教主都死了，都埋葬了，都没有复活。
And every head of every religion in this world has died, has been buried, and never resurrected.
唯有我们所信的耶稣基督，他不是个教主，他是一位救主，他从死里复活了。
Only the Lord that we believe in, Jesus Christ, is not the head, a figurehead. He has resurrected.
那么世界上许多宗教的教主都是人，人死了没有复活。耶稣是神，他死了复活了。
We know the worldly head of the religions, they have died, they did not resurrect.
因此我们纪念我们的主耶稣基督，最要紧的一点就纪念他从死里复活。
Therefore, when we remember our Lord, the most important thing is to remember of his resurrection.
因为死里复活这件事情是一件惊天动地的大事。
Because Jesus' resurrection is a great event.
也是一个千真万确的一个事实。
It is also a fact.
我们如果对活这个复活这件事实加以怀疑的话，我们直到如今还没有得救。
If we have doubts for resurrection of Christ, then we know we are not saved.
因为圣经告诉我们说，你如果口里面承认耶稣是主，心里面相信神叫他从死里复活，就必定得救。
But the Bible tells us if we admit him with our mouth as the Lord, and if we believe in our heart that he has resurrected from the dead, then we shall be saved.
因为我们的信仰是建立在一个空的坟墓上。
Because our faith is based on an empty tomb.
这个空的坟就是我们得救的确据。
And this empty tomb is the basis, is the assurance of our faith.
所以我们要常常纪念主耶稣的复活。
Therefore, we shall always remember of his resurrection.
我们要求主把他复活的能力来伏庇我们，加在我们身上，使我们能够胜过死亡。
We pray that his resurrecting power be upon us, that we may overcome death.
我们基督徒有一件特别的事情，因为我们的字典里面没有死亡。
There is a characteristic of the Christians, and that is in our dictionary, there is no such word as death.
因为我们字典里面那个死亡那个词被另外一个词代替了，那个词叫做睡觉。
For in our dictionary, the word death has been replaced by a word called sleep.
我们信耶稣的人将来不是死掉，是睡觉，因为既然睡觉了，将来还要醒过来，就是复活。
We who are Christians do not die, we sleep, and because we sleep, we shall one day rise again.
因为我们没有死亡的恐惧，所以我们能够就不至于患得患失。
Because of the fact that we do not have the fear for death, therefore we will not be wondering.
我们连死都怕，还有什么可怕的？
If we are not afraid of death, what is there to be fear of?
所以每一个基督徒应当照真理说，都不会犯胆怯的罪。
Therefore, according to the truth of the Bible, every Christian shall not commit the sin of fear.
每一个基督徒都是一个勇敢的人。
Every Christian is a brave one.
他能够勇敢地为真理作证。
He shall be able to testify for the truth.
他能够勇敢地不被这世界一切的试探所诱惑。
He shall be brave enough not to be tempted by the world.
他能够勇敢地面对一切的压力，他能够受得了，站得住。
He is able to withstand all oppressions from the world.
这是因为有复活的主托住我们。
And that is because the resurrecting Christ is supporting us.
主从死里复活之后有40天之久向众人显现。
After our Lord rose from the dead, for 40 days he appeared himself.
刚才我们所读的是第三次的显现。
Earlier we read about the three times that he appeared.
主必须向许多人显现是为什么呢？
Why is it that the Lord had to appear himself to so many people?
因为那个时候信耶稣人信心都动摇了。
Because at that time, many people, their faith was shaken.
主必须把一位他自己复活的形象向众人显现，来坚固他们起初的信心和爱心。
Our Lord must appear himself to them so that he could firm up their faith.
刚才我们所读的经文讲到，在提比利亚的海边，主向七个门徒显现。
Here we talk about that Jesus appeared himself to seven disciples.
这七个门徒都有问题。
There were problems.
用世界的话就是问题门徒，都是有问题的门徒。
And these are problems people.
第一个是彼得。
First one was Peter.
他曾经三次不认主。
For three times he denied Christ.
彼得的心有问题，为什么他不忠心？
Peter had a problem because he was disloyal.
第二个是多马，多马是怀疑主的复活的人。
Second was Thomas, he was the one that doubted.
他是有疑心，不相信神，没有信心的人。
He was a man of doubts.
第三个叫做拿单叶。
The third one was Nathaniel.
拿单叶曾经说，拿撒勒出过什么好的，这个人是没有虚心。
Nathaniel, he one time said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
另外还有西比泰两个儿子，是雅各跟约翰。
We also see James and John, the two sons of Zebedee.
这一对弟兄啊，圣经说他是雷子，叫打雷的雷。耶稣就是一对雷子，脾气暴躁，暴跳如雷啊。
The Bible refers these two brothers as the sons of thunder. They were very temperamental.
那么这两个人一定是没有耐心。
So we know that they were impatient.
你就看见这里有五个门徒，有记载他的名字。
Here we see that there are five names mentioned.
彼得没有忠心。
Peter, he did not have loyalty.
多马没有信心。
Thomas, he did not have faith.
拿但业没有虚心。
Nathaniel, he did not have humility.
然后就是约翰跟雅各没有耐心。
John and James did not have patience.
这五个门徒的心都有问题。
They have problems with their hearts.
需要主的显现。
And they needed the appearance of Christ.
那么圣经说还有两个门徒。
The Bible says there are two others.
没有说是谁。
They did not give the names.
我想圣灵这样奇妙的感动约翰写这段东西，有他的意思在里面。
I believe the Holy Spirit inspired John to write this way for a special reason.
七个门徒，五个不有名字，两个不写，他是什么人？这是什么人？到底谁呢？
Seven disciples with names given. Two, the names were not given.
我想我知道是谁。
I think I know who they were.
这两人，一个是你，一个是我。
One is you and the other is me.
就是你我这些软弱的基督徒。
You and I are the weak Christians.
我们可以凑数，凑上七个。
Yeah. Therefore we have seven.
我们的心也有问题。
For we also have problems in our hearts.
我们有诡诈的心思意念。
We have wickedness in our hearts.
骄傲嫉妒的心。
We have conceitedness and pride.
贪婪的心。
We have greediness.
恶念恶或仇恶就仇恨的心。
We have hatred in our hearts.
甚至还有许多污秽的思想。
We have filth in our hearts.
我们的心都有问题。
And therefore we have problems in our hearts.
需要主耶稣向我们显现。
We need Jesus Christ to appear himself to us.
主用他复活的大能向我们显现的时候，就改变我们这些不好的心，存心。
And the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ is able to change us all.
所以圣经告诉说，你要注重你的心胜过一切，因为一生的果效都从心里面发出来。
Therefore, the Bible says you have to pay attention to what your heart is like, for everything comes from your heart.
主耶稣是把一个得人如得鱼这样一个大责重任托付给彼得的。
Jesus Christ has given the commission to gain men as fish to Peter.
叫他去得人，就像得鱼一样。
Jesus wanted Peter to be able to gain men as fish.
结果彼得怎么样了呢？他不去得人，他把去得鱼去了。
Well, what happened? Peter did not go about fishing men, he went to fish the fish.
彼得说，我打鱼去。哦，他一想打鱼，其他六个人跟他一道就打鱼去了。
So Peter said, I'm going fishing, and the others joined him.
彼得是个教会的领袖。
Peter was a leader of the church.
一个教会领袖的言行一举一动是非常非常的重要。
A leader of a church.His actions and what he says are very important.
如果你在带领一个工作，
if you're leading something,
你带领一个青年团体啊，少年团体，
if you're the leader of a youth group, a young people group,
带领一个弟兄会或者个姊妹会，
or a brothers meeting or a women's meeting,
带领一个主日学，
or a Sunday school class,
凡是你有一个 leadership, 你做一个主管的带领人的时候，
as long as you are a leader,
请注意，我们要求主保守我们的口舌，不随便说话。
Let us pray that our Lord may keep our mouth and tongue so that we will not be careless.
你可能一句话就影响很多很多的人。
Maybe one word that you say is very influential.
如果当年彼得说我们传福音去，大家都去传福音了。
If Peter said, let's go preaching, I'm sure all will join him.
所以彼得说去打鱼去就打鱼去了。
But he said, let's go fishing, and everybody joined him.
如果彼得说打麻将就也去打麻将，我想。
And Peter said, let's go play mahjong, I'm sure a lot will join him.
但是感谢主啊，他们就是去打鱼去了，但是打了一面一面打到一条鱼。
So when they went fishing and toiling all night, they did not gain anything.
你就看见当我们所作所为违反神的旨意的时候，一定不会有好的结果。
Therefore, if what we do is in contradiction to God's teaching, we cannot expect good results.
他们打了一夜，没有打到一条鱼，这奇妙不奇妙？
They toiled all night. They did not get anything.
海里面是满了鱼的地方。
We know in the ocean there was a lot of fish.
彼得是打鱼的有经验的渔夫。
And Peter was an expert.
那批人都会打鱼的。
And he knew how to fish.
但居然在海里面打一夜打不到一条鱼。
And yet all night he did not get anything.
这就叫做奇妙。
And this is wonderful.
这就叫做神迹。
And this is a miracle.
假如打鱼打了很多上来是神迹，打了半天一条打不来也是神迹，都是神迹。
We know if he can get a lot of fish, that's a miracle. But the fact that he got nothing is also a miracle.
因为圣经说他关了没有人能开呀，他开了也没有人能关。
For the Bible tells us if God closes a door, nobody can open. If God opens a door, nobody can close.
主能够把整个的海关闭了，让这个渔夫们打不到一条鱼。
The Lord closed the gate.Of all the fish, so that the fishermen did not get anything.
主为什么这样做呢？
Why did the Lord do that?
主倒不一定是惩罚他们。
It wasn't necessarily a punishment.
主要教育他们，教育他们。
Our Lord wanted to teach them.
让他们从这个难处里面学习怎么样去仰望这位复活的主。
That these disciples were able to learn how to rely on our God in difficulties.
在我自己这本圣经里面。
In my own personal Bible,
我在这个第三节约翰福音二十一章第三节的下面我写一句话。
In John 21 verse 3 here, I write something.
这里面讲他们打了一夜打不到一条鱼，我下面说什么？感谢主，是难处把他们带来去见主。
Here it says, so they went out and got into the boat, but the night they caught nothing. After that I put down, thank God, but it was this difficulty that caused them.To go and see God.
如果那天晚上打了很多鱼，不要再多，就够多的鱼，或者打一条上来吧，他们都不一定需要主。
Now, if they had caught something, or even just one fish, then there was no need for Jesus Christ.
结果是徒劳无功啊！一条鱼打不上来了，他们去转向，他需要去寻求主了。
But we see the result was toiling in vain, and therefore they needed Christ.
也是难处给他们带来了主啊。
And difficulties had brought them Christ.
所以第四节主就来了。
And verse 4, Christ came.
你要想找主，到哪里去找他呢？
Now when you want to find Christ, where do you find him?
往往从难处里去找他。
So many times it's in our difficult times.
在病床上找到他。
Maybe it's on a bed in the hospital.
在监牢里找到他。
Maybe it's in a prison.
在殡仪馆找到他。
Maybe it's in a funeral home.
在你这个痛苦、忧伤、烦恼的时候找到他。
And when we have problems and when we are in a weary, we find him.
每一个难处都给我们提供一个可能，让我们去亲近神，得着主。
Every difficulty brings us an opportunity, a chance to find Christ.
结果天将亮的时候，耶稣来了，站在门岸上。哦，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood up the shore. The disciples did not realize it was Jesus.
门徒跟着他三年半，怎么不认识主呢？
After 3.5 years, how is it the disciples did not recognize him?
有这可能是因为他复活的主形象太荣耀了，他们一下子看不认识了。
There is this possibility that the resurrecting Jesus was so glorified in his appearance that he was not recognizable.
我想还有一个更好的理由。
But I believe there's a better reason.
当他们眼睛去看世界，去看物质的需要，去离开了神，去走自己道路的时候，他们眼睛就蒙蔽了，看不见主。
And when their eyes are looking at the world, looking at their own needs, their eyes are blinded. They cannot see Christ.
但是感谢耶稣，虽然门徒们不认识主啊，主却认识门徒。
But thank God, even though the disciples do not recognize Jesus, Jesus recognizes disciples.
虽然门徒不去找主，主来找他们。
Even though the disciples did not look for Jesus, but Jesus went to look for the disciples.
主今天常常主动的来找你，找我。你有没有这个感觉？你知道不知道？
And today, Jesus is looking for you and for me. Do you have this feeling? Are you aware of that?
许多环境上的艰难都是主迫不得已不得已不用这种方法来帮助你认识他来找他。
So many environmental difficulties God has allowed that to happen to us so that we may seek for God.
当耶稣一显现就说了小子们你有吃的没有啊问他有吃的没有。
And when Jesus appeared, he said, Friends, haven't you any fish?
主实在顾念我们的需要。
Jesus is very concerned of our needs.
当我们去为主得人的时候主就为我们得鱼。
When we try to get men for God, then God will help us to get fish.
得人是生命的问题得鱼是生活的问题。
To get men, that is a problem of life, and to get fish, that is the satisfaction of our livelihood.
我们侍奉主人不能唱高调说我不要生活我不必管生活不必这样说也不能这样说主会管我们的生活因为我去做主的工作去为主得人。
When we preachers, we cannot say that we don't worry about our living, but when we work for God, God will take care of our living.
感谢主，这个时候门徒们还懂得老老实说，主问他说，你们有吃的没有？他说，没有。
I thank God, here the disciples were very honest. They said no.
可能比我们诚实一点。
Maybe they are more honest than we are.
我们没有还要打肿脸充胖子，装着有啊有啊，吃得很饱啊。
Sometimes when we don't have anything to eat, we so want to pretend that we are well fed.
什么都没打上来，一条鱼都没有。主啊，没有。主啊，没有。感谢主，就是这个没有带来主更多的祝福。
They were honest. They said, no, we don't have anything. And it was because of that that they got more blessings.
好，耶稣说，你们把网啊撒在船的右边啊，右边就一定得着，往右边撒。
Jesus said, throw your net on the right side and you shall get fish.
哦，他们就撒下网去，结果怎么样？哎呀，拉不上来了，鱼太多太多，拉不上来了。
So they did. They were unable to haul the net because there were so many fish.
你能不能相信昨天晚上他们都在左边打，不到右边打，就在左边撒网。
Do you believe that maybe all night they only cast net on the left-hand side?
天下没有这么笨的渔夫啊，一直往左边撒，不往右边撒网了，就撒了没有。今天右边一来就有了，都是左与右的问题。
We know the disciples couldn't be that foolish to cast net on the left side all night. So it's not a problem of which side the net was cast.
不是左或右的问题，是神的旨意到底是如何的问题。
It wasn't a problem of left or right. It was a problem of God's timing.
主要你放右家就往右，主要你放左就往左。
If God wants you to cast net on the right, you do that. Or on the left, you do that.
主要你往前就往前撒，往后就往后撒。
If the Lord wants you to cast nets in the front, you can do that, or in the back.
甚至我想主要叫你往天上撒，你往天上撒，照样有鱼下来。
I think, in fact, if you listen to God and throw the net in above as instructed, you shall also get fish.
因为我们的主是行神迹的主。
For our Lord is a Lord of miracles.
所以他没有难成的事情。
In Him, there's nothing that's impossible.
好了，这一下子神迹出现了。第一个反应是约翰。
And therefore, when we see this miracle, right away, the first response came from John.
因为约翰曾经靠着耶稣的胸膛，他承受得着主的爱最多的一位是约翰这个门徒。
We know the Bible tells us that John was the one that leaned on the bosom of Jesus Christ, and he received the most love from Jesus.
他这个眼目第一个被打开，看见眼目明亮，看见了主。
Therefore his eyes were brightened and he recognized Jesus.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us God is love.
哪里有爱哪里有神。
Where there is love, there is God.
那么约翰是个爱的门徒他最先感受到神他认识神在这里看见神的儿子在这里他说是主他第一个讲是主。
John is a disciple of love and he first recognized the Lord. 第三个讲到。Therefore, in this passage, three times it says, it is the Lord. The first one was John. His eyes were brightened.
我们需要有这样的看见。
We need this type of understanding.
在我们的生活中间、工作中间、家庭、社会、教会中间，到处可以看见主在这里。
In our home, in our work, in our community, in our church,Wherever we are able to see the Lord.
内地会的创办人戴德生讲有一句很有名的话。
We know, Hudson Taylor, the founder of Inland Mission, he said this.
他说神是我的环境。
He said, God is my environment.
因为我到处看，左看右看，上看下看，前后左右都看见神，神是我的环境。
He said, I look at the left, the right, the front, the back, the upward and downward, I see God.
我做任何事情，看见主来检查我。
Whatever I do, I see that God is looking at me.
我走到任何地方，看见主在那里。
Wherever I go, I see God.
我的思想动个什么念，主都见，主都明白，主都知道。
Whatever I'm thinking, God knows.
因为我们的主是充满宇宙的主。
For God is one who fills the cosmos.
圣经告诉我们说，他是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
The Bible tells us that he is super. He transcends all, and he is in all, and he also dwells in us.
所以你看见第一个反应是约翰这个爱的门徒最早有反应
Therefore we see the first response come from the disciple of love, John.
所以说我们要认识神的话爱是最短的路
If we want to know God then love is the shortest path.
这叫捷径最短的经是爱经由爱就立刻走到神那里去
It is a shortcut. If we have love then we are the first one to get to God.
从这个爱主的门徒约翰身上我们再一次得到证明他说是主他最先有反应
And from this disciple who loves God we see that he has the first response
那么第二个人看到是主谁呢
And the second one who was the one
就是这个西门彼得
And that was Simon Peter
这位弟兄有三次不认主的记录啊
This brother he for three times denied Christ
哎呀这个彼得赤足身子一听见是主啊马上就跳海了
Now, as soon as he knew that it was the Lord, he jumped into the water.
当然不是自杀了。
We know that he did not commit suicide.
我觉得很奇妙，这位弟兄跳海是为什么呢？
Now, here we think it's very interesting because he jumped into the water.
跳到海里就帮助把一网鱼给拉上来，这是表示他做工，做工。
He jumped into the water to help to haul the net. He works diligently.
当你一感觉到主在这里是主的时候你马上会有这种感觉亏欠主太多
As soon as we find it is the Lord then right away we feel guilt we feel that we owe the Lord
那用什么方法来补偿呢
And how can we repay
你是在说主啊对不起对不起你说一万句也没有用最好的方法立刻把自己投入 involve 投入工作去做工
And you can apologize for 10,000 times but that's not enoughThe best thing is to jump in and to work.
当我们整个人投入工作像彼得跳到海里去了这个下去了然后去拉把这个鱼捞上来当这样子勤奋做工的时候是他补偿自己亏欠最好的方法。
If we are able to jump in and to get involved here like Peter, then that is the best way to repay to Jesus.
今天在座我们基督之家弟兄姊妹都晓得这是一个侍奉的教会。
Here in this church, we all know that this is a church of service.
每一个在基督家的这个 member, 这个会友都应该做工。
Every member of Home of Christ should serve.
我们讲过，我从开始的时候我利用过一句话，这个笛卡尔他讲 ，I think, therefore I am. 我会想，我就存在。
When I have mentioned this at the pulpit, the Decals, he said, I think, therefore I am.
那我就换一个字 I do, therefore I am 假如我做工了我在这个教会才是一个被承认的被肯定的一个会友
Now I have made a little change I work, therefore I am And because I work, therefore I am recognized as a member of this congregation
因此在这样一个侍奉主的教会中间人人都应当做工而我们做工的目的是什么呢你若问我的话我告诉你就是因为要补偿我对主的亏欠
Therefore, in a church of this kind, everyone should work. And if you ask me, what is the reason? Well, the reason is we work so that we may redeem and repay some of the shortcomings.
我实在说，我不是为了什么将来有赏赐来做工，就是因为觉得太多的亏欠主，需要用工作来补偿。
I'm serving not for the future rewards from God, but it is just to pay back some of the wrongdoings that I have.
好了当彼得把这网鱼拉上来到岸上的时候一看呢哎呀岸上也有炭火上面有饼也有鱼不但有鱼还有饼主都预备得好好的。
When Peter hauled the net, he found on the shore, there was fire, there was fish, and there was bread.
这个饼代表陆上的丰，陆地的丰富，鱼代表海中的丰富，神又预备是样样都有。
The bread is the abundance from the land, the fish is the abundance from the sea, and God has prepared all.
你看主的预备何等齐全，何等丰富，何等恰到好处。
We can see how abundant is God's providence.
哎，虽然都有了，饼鱼都有了，但是耶稣说一句话。
Is cut.
这是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of that?
我想到这个意思，我实在灵里面会流泪。
And as I meditate upon these, I weep in the spirit.
虽然主一切都准备好，他是丰丰富富、完完全全的，一点都不缺乏。
Even though God has prepared everything, He is so abundant, He needs nothing.
但是主还看重我们听主的话。照主的吩咐去做的工作，那个工作的果效主很欣赏。
Yet he values the fact that we listen to him and we work, and the results he values.
虽然我们所做的是什么，我们这个一个破漏的器皿，可能做些什么？做的不是靠主做，也是为主做，但是主还欣赏，主还欣赏我们与他同工那个效果，那个结果。
Even though we are poor utensils that we can do nothing, yet the results by God's grace.God looks upon.
所以主说把刚才你们打的鱼拿几条来，这几句话你读的时候不要忽略过去，好好的思想，要加上感恩。
Therefore Christ said, bring me some of the fish that you just caught. Let us be thankful for this sentence.
然后圣经说那个网满了大鱼，一共多少条？153条都算出来了。
The Bible said it was full of large fish, 153.
这个153什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of 153?
有一个圣经学者说啊，在第一世纪的时候啊，全世界这个鱼类啊，鱼类各种鱼类，一共有153种。
Someone he has said that in the first century there were only 153 kinds of fish.
所以每一条鱼代表一个种类，什么鱼都有，黄花鱼也有里面，什么鲤鱼都有，什么鱼都有里面啊。
And therefore 153 represent one fish from every category.
我不大能接受这个解释。
I cannot accept this interpretation.
我想有一个更合理的解释。
I think there's a better one.
就是这个153条鱼都是门徒照着主的吩咐向右边撒网捞上来。换句话说，门徒照主的吩咐所做的工作的效果，主没有忘记一件，每一件都记下来，153条都写在那儿，一条都没漏掉，一件工作他都不忽略的。
I think this reason for the number to be mentioned here is that God remembers every little work that is done.
感谢主，主对我们今天这些渺小无用的人所做的一件工作，他都没有忘掉，他都记下来了。圣经讲153条，一条都不漏。
We thank God because God values our work, and for every little detail that we have done for God, God will remember.
然后下面说，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
And then we went on, and then it says, even though there are so many fish, and yet the net was not broken.
三年前我得心脏病的时候，有一个弟兄从台湾写信给我。他说不要紧弟兄，我相信主会医治你，鱼虽多网不会破，你这个网子捞鱼的网不会破，主会补上。
3 years ago when I was having heart problem, a brother wrote to me from Taiwan and he said, let us remember the fact that even though the fish is many, but the net is not going to be broken.
感谢主，我们个人的经历都是如此，在座许多人也是这样，当我们有软弱的时候去做工，一做工主就负责，病就好了。
I feel that many of you probably share the same feeling, and that is when we work for God, our illness will go away.
我不知道 Peter 今天有感冒，我请他来了，他现在声音有点哑，但我相信他讲完道下来一定会好。你相信吗？
I did not know that Peter has some problem with his throat, but I believe that afterwards he'll get better.
一定会好，主会负他责任。
But God will be responsible for it.
弟兄姊妹。我们凭信心来看，真是奇妙，一做工主的灵力充满，什么病都没有。
So dear brethren, let us remember that when we work for God, the Holy Spirit will fail and everything will go away.
好了，现在主就说了，来来来，你们来吃饭，来吃饭，来吃早饭。
And so Jesus said, well, come and have some breakfast.
现在最妙，所有众门徒中间没有一个人敢问他你是谁，现在不敢说了，不敢说了。
Now at this point, it was really funny because nobody dared to say, who are you?
现在没有问题了。
Well, no, no, the answer was clear.
为什么没有问题呢？
Why was it so clear?
因为知道是主。
Because they knew that it was the Lord.
众门徒知道是主的问题消除了，一切问题都解决了。
And when the disciples knew that it was the Lord, all the problems went away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天你我所有许多问题、许多问题、许多问题，都是因为没看见主在那里负责。
And today the fact that we have so many questions is because that we don't know that the Lord is responsible for everything.
如果你心中眼睛明，你看见主是主在那负责，主高高在上的负一切责任，你我还有什么问题？还有什么值得问题呢？其实问题呢？
However, in our heart, if we know that the Lord is responsible for everything, then what is the problem?
我不记得有没有跟诸位做过这个见证。
I don't know whether I've shared this testimony with you or not.
可是每一次我回味到这个见证，我灵里得到帮助。
Every time when I think about this testimony, I feel I get some benefits.
这个侍奉主短短的年日不过三十年。
I have served God for 30 years.
第一个十年里面相当辛苦。
First 10 years was quite laborsome.
啊，那时候刚出来做工的时候，年轻的时候也没有经验，各方面都不够。我不是说现在够了啊，但是说实在，那时候更糟糕，更不行啊。但是总是觉得很多很多问题。
I was young, I was inexperienced. I'm not saying that I'm now more experienced now, but I'm more experienced now.
那个时候我每逢礼拜二，我记得不错的，礼拜二的上午就到了一个地方，去找到一位西方的一个宣教士。女的一位姊妹，很有灵性，很够。我跟她在一起祷告。
Every Tuesday, I go see a missionary, a sister in the Lord, and prayed with her.
她看见我每次去，满脸脸上都是问号，很多问号写在脸上。
When she sees me, she sees all kinds of question marks on my face every time.
我说你帮助我祷告。
I said, please help me to pray.
然后我就讲一点一点讲很多问题了。
And then I started to account all my problems.
她开始忍耐听我讲。
She was trying to be very tolerant listening to me.
后来她实在听不下去，就说你不要讲了好不好，你不要再提这么多问题好不好。
Finally, she had to stop me and she said, would you please not keep this going?
我说我就是来找你，就是为着这些问题来的。你不帮我祷告，一条条祷告怎么行？我当然要给你吐苦水嘛，这吐到处吐啊，这吐苦水啊。
And I told her, well, I have to. That's the reason I came, because I have so many problems.
他提一句话，他说：“弟兄啊，你的问题也许我不知道，但是你别忘记了，耶稣知道。”
So she said to me, she said, "Well, brother, your problems maybe I don't know, but let us not forget, God knows it all."
那你现在是来求我还是求耶稣呢？
She said, did you come here to pray for me or did you come to pray to God?
哦，你要求我，你得告诉我一样，我不知道啊。你求耶稣，他老早知道啊，他早知道你的难处啊。
If you had come here to pray to me, then you should tell me all your problems. But if you had come to pray to God, you don't need to tell me because he knows it all.
那你一点都不需要一点点在主前讲这个那个的，他老早知道，你何必讲这些呢？
You really do not need to count all these problems you have because the Lord knows it all.
那我说那应该怎么祷告吧，怎么说吧。
I say, well, now tell me, how should I pray?
求一件事情，主啊，求你怜悯我。
There's only one thing, and that is to pray, Lord, have mercy on me.
你去读四本福音书，你就发现每一次当我的主一怜悯的时候，一切问题都迎刃而解。
If you read the four Gospels, you see that whenever someone prays for the mercy of God, all his problems get cured.
他每一次行神迹奇事都看到怜悯那些人，那些人在旷野几天走路困乏，没有饭吃了，他怜悯他五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
Every time when Jesus performed a miracle, it was because it was a passion of Jesus had for the people that they were in the wilderness, they had nothing to eat.
他怜悯那个瞎子，他一句话，那瞎子眼睛看见了。
And Jesus saw compassion of the one who was blind, and because of that, this man was able to see.
他怜悯那个长大麻风的一句话，大麻风得洁净。
Jesus saw compassion on the one who had leprosy, and because of his words, he was cured.
不需要一点一点、一条一条的主啊，这个那个主都知道，你求他怜悯你。
Therefore, we need not complain to God about all our problems. We need only to ask for his mercy.
怜悯什么东西呢？
And what is it that we want to ask for mercy?
怜悯我们这个人常常会落在自己里面。
To ask for mercy that we do not fall into the trap of ourselves.
我们最应当求主怜悯的就是我自我中心，我这个人自我中心掉在自己里面出不来了。我告诉你，一切问题的基本症结所在就是你我那个我。
The thing that we really need to pray the most is for God to have mercy on us so that we do not fall into ourselves and become self-centered.
当主义怜悯我们的时候，我们看见我们自己的光景何等可怜呢、啊、就是一直活在老我里面，所以我这个人就是我自己最大的仇敌。
When Jesus said compassion on us, that is the time that we are able to see that we have fallen into ourselves, the trap of ourselves, and become self-centered, and that is our biggest enemy.
当我从自己里被拯救出来的时候，我告诉你，一切问题都不成问题。
And when I'm able to be delivered from myselfThen everything becomes no problem.
那位年老的姊妹就这样祷告，主啊，怜悯我的弟兄，让他看见他这么多的问题，就是因为他自己。他要没有那个己，他就没有这些问题。他就这样祷告。
And this elderly sister, she prayed. She said, "God have mercy on our brother here, for he is self-centered. And if he's able to deny himself, then there is no problem."
哎，我的灵里面实在得到供应，得到帮助。
And I felt fed in the spirit, felt nourished in the spirit.
好，等到我回到我的工厂，在做工的时候。
When I went to the field to work.
我告诉你，我所认为那些问题都在，还在那里。
The problems that I had encountered before were still there.
一个都不减少。
There was not one that has disappeared.
那你说主到底听不听祷告呢？
Then you say, well, did God answer my prayers?
我的所有问题都在，甚至更多了，越多越多问题都在那里。
Why is it that my problems were still there? Maybe there were even more problems.
但是有一个最重要的改变。
But there was a most significant change.
不是外面的问题改变，但是里面的我改变。
It wasn't the change of the outward environment, but it was me that has changed.
或者容许我更具体的讲，外面的环境没有改变，但是我里面的心境改变。
Allow me to say that my environment outside has not changed, yet my environment inside has changed.
真正决定一个人平安不平安、喜乐不喜乐那个情绪，不是外面的环境，是你里面的存心啊。
The most influential determining factors whether you're going to be happy or peaceful or not is not the outward environment, but the inward environmental elements.
哦，当我们当初一看到人家一句话又伤到我了，一个眼色不对又伤到我了，人做件什么事老是觉得我在那作祟，就是我那个人成了问题，所以外面一切的问题都不成问题，真正成问题的是你自己。
Sometimes someone say something or someone look at us one way or have a special remark and we feel hurt. It is not the outward appearance that have changed us, it is the inside usThe inner self that has caused us to be hurt.
所以每一天我的祷告里都是这样，主啊，求你怜悯我这个人，让我不要活在我里面，让我真正活在你里面。
Therefore, every day in my prayer, I pray, God, help me not to live in my inner self. Help me to abide in you.
你真正看见是主在那里掌权，主在那做主做王的时候呢，一切问题都不成问题了。
When you truly see that God is ruling and reigning and governing all the factors, then nothing matters.
请注意这句话很重要啊！当你这样仰望主，看见主在那负责的时候，问题还在，但是那些不是没有了问题了，乃是不成问题了，不是没有问题。
When you are able to rely on God this way, it is not saying that all the problems disappeared, but these problems no longer are causing you problems.
而我的结论来说，我们的老我才是一切问题的一个症结所在。
Let me make this conclusion. Our old self is the most critical problem that we have.
等到看见是主的时候，问题就消除了，就解决了。
And when we are able to see that it is the Lord, then the problems no longer bother us.
所以在耶稣第三次向众人显现的时候，留给我们这个是主两个字三种功课。
Therefore, the third time that Jesus appeared, it is the Lord that has brought us three lessons. First of all, our eyes are brightened. Secondly, we have to work diligently. And then thirdly, the problems are no longer problems. Now if your problems still exist, it must be because your eyes have not been brightened. Your eyes are blinded by the world. Or else you're not willing to serve the Lord. You are always thinking for yourself. And then your problems will still exist. If we are able to see the Lord in the first two instances, then we are able to see the Lord in the third instance.
所以我讲到一个自己懒惰做工不做工的一个败坏的见证。
Let me share with you about a special testimony about my own, laziness.
在台北我所服侍的教会里面。
In Taipei, in the church that I serve.
有一位老太太啊是一种有气喘 asthma, 就气喘的毛病很严重。
There's an elderly lady, she has this asthma problem.
那么这个气喘毛病一发作怎么办呢？
And when she has these asthma attacks, what does she do?
两个方法。
There are two ways that she can do.
她每一次走到我的礼拜堂，一进礼拜堂，护喘了，好了。
Number one is every time she comes to the church, she no longer has this asthma problem.
有人说她心理作用，不管怎么样，她一走进礼拜堂，哎，她就喘就平下来了，就好了。
Some people say it must be psychological because every time she comes to the church,
还有第二个方法。
She doesn't have the problem.
还有第二个方法。
There's yet a second way.
她常常半夜发作。
Many times, middle of the night, she would have an attack.
半夜发作不能把她抬到礼拜堂去嘛、啊、
And you can't take her to the church in the middle of the night.
打电话找我去。
So she'll call me.
哎，我一祷告，她就好了。
And I pray, then she's healed.
我不是没有信心，我实在看见我自己没有什么祷告医病的恩赐。
It's not that I don't have faith, but I don't consider myself having this gift of healing with healing power.
但是那个老太太一定要我，一定要我，我去祷告就好，按照祷告就好，马上喘就平了。
But this elderly lady wants me to go. Every time I go and pray, right away the attack disappears.
有一个主日
，One Sunday，
我那天讲了三次道。
I had preached three times.
然后到晚上回到家的夏天了，回到家相当的疲倦。
It was in the summertime, and when I got home, I was quite tired.
我就跟我内人就讲了。
And I said to my wife,
我说我现在冲个凉要休息了啊。
Now I'm going to take a shower and I'll rest.
我就会想到可能有人来找我，说假如有人来找我什么事，你跟他讲明天，明天了，今天不行了，明天再说了。
And I said, if anyone looks for me, just say, come see me tomorrow.
非常体贴肉体，你晓得吗？
I was really self-centered.
天下事情都有这么奇妙。
And yet, you know, it was so coincidental.
哦，冲完凉，刚躺在床上，大概11点钟左右，到床上要休息了。
After I had the shower, I lied on my bed, getting ready to rest. It was about 11 o'clock.
电铃响了。
I heard the bell ring.
寇师母一开门呢。
Mrs. Cole opened the door.
就是那位气喘病那个老太太的孙子，骑个脚踏车来了，哎呀，骑着车跑到我家来了。
Grandson of this elderly lady who had this asthma, and he had bicycled over.
不行，我的祖母，我的奶奶又发病了，发病一定要请寇哥去啊，要叫我去。
And he said, "Well, my grandma is having an asthma attack. Please go see her."
那么我太太很为难了，因为我刚刚吩咐她说明天再说了啊。
Now Mrs. Cole didn't know what to do because I have just told her to tell everybody to see me tomorrow.
今天她很累，寇哥很累啊，我看看她在休息，我去看看，她就进来看。
So she said, well, you know, he's quite tired today. Let me go see him. He's resting right now.
那个是我们住的房子啊，我跟这个我这个我的房间跟客厅这一块板壁啊，他外面声音我都听得清清楚楚，都听见了。
No, I was lying in the bed, which was just behind the partition. It was in the same room. So I could hear her.
我躺在床上根本没有睡觉，就在躺在床上。
No, I hadn't fallen asleep, so I was resting.
那我那人就跑来看看，到看我就睡觉睡了没有。
So she came over and to see if I have been asleep.
我就装睡觉，装睡觉，不动，不敢不动。
So I closed my eyes and pretended that I was asleep already.
啊，体贴肉体，不敢不说话，装着睡觉。他一看我睡觉，就出去了。哎，对不起，他睡着了。我明天早上一早就来给你这个奶奶祷告啊。
So I closed my eyes. I was really self-centered. Mrs. Cole saw me with eyes closed. She thought I was asleep. She went out and said, "Well, you know, tomorrow morning I'll ask them to come and see you."
好了，他把他打发走了。
So the young boy went away.
他回到房间里面来了。
He came back into the room.
这下就糟糕，轮到我了，麻烦了。 我只是躺着不敢动，连动都不敢动呀，实在没睡觉，睡着不敢动，怕我太太看着了，我就不敢动。
Now, Mrs. Crow came back into the room. Now, I had to continue to pretend that I was asleep.
还要做着假寐的声音，还要打点呼去给他讲。
So I was pretending that I was asleep. I was in motion.
公司我以为我真的睡得着那么沉了，太轻轻的不敢动了，因为我一直不敢动，坐在那。
And so I stayed motionless.
结果我里面不断的责备。
And inside me, there was this convicting power that was blaming me.
你这么起来呀，去跟人家祷告，人家喘就止住了。不去，你懒在那儿，懒在那儿装睡，这什么意思呢？主说，你到底什么意思？
And this inner voice said, you know, why is it that you can't get up and go help this elderly lady? Why are you pretending to be asleep here?
但是老我是很强啊，还是死都不肯动，还是在那装睡，就搞到几点钟了，大概一两点钟，实在受不了了，爬起来了。
My old self, my old personality was also very insistent and persistent, so I still continued to pretend until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
我在说你干什么？我说我要去为那个老太太祷告。
Mrs. Cole said, well, what's happening? And I said, well, I have to get up and go to that elderly lady to pray for her.
她你不是睡得很熟吗？祷告睡得很熟。
And she said, aren't you in deep sound sleep?
我根本就没睡着，就不敢动而已。哎呀，弄得一身呢，酸痛的不得了，你晓得不晓得？
I said, no, I was really pretending, and because of the fact that I was pretending, now I feel sore all over.
这个失眠是很痛苦，我晓得，从小不信主，常常失眠的。可是今天晓得，不是失眠，装睡是更痛苦，你就试试看啊。
You know, insomnia is very painful, but really, if you pretend to be asleep, it's even worse.
20多年前，我也骑着大车，我赶快骑着车赶到他们家里去，给祷告去了。
This was about 20 years ago. I was riding a bike, so I got on the bike and went over.
大概是上午两点钟的样
子。It was about 2 a.m.
我一按电铃了，那个孙子出来开门了。
I rang the doorbell, and the grandson came out and opened the door.
他说你不是明天早上来吧？
And he said, didn't you say that you're coming in the morning?
不行不行，我现在来，我要去看你。
No, I said, no, I changed my mind. I'm coming now.
哎，真好！我奶奶听说你不来啊，喘得要死啊，简直喘得要死。
And then they told me, "Wow, I'm really glad that you're here now because my grandma was having a heart asthma attack."
那我一进去那个房间，老太太看到我来哭了。你再不来，我们天上见了，天上见了，受不了。
And this elderly lady, she saw me, she was so happy, she was in tears, and she said, "If you hadn't come at this minute, I would probably see you again in heaven."
赶快来替我祷，赶快来祷告。
So come over here and pray for me.
我说老太太，我得祷告以前，我想告诉你一件事情。
I said, I have to tell you something before we pray.
你不要说什么，就祷告就好了。
She said, don't say anything, just pray.
我说不行，我不跟你认罪，我不能祷告，主不与我同在吗？
I said, I have to confess my sin, otherwise my prayers will not be listened.
老老实承认，我说刚才我是体贴肉体，贪婪，不想来，我骗你，我睡觉，实在没睡着啊。
So I admitted to her that it was because of my laziness I didn't want to come. I pretended to be asleep, and that's why I didn't come earlier.
老太太流着泪说：“不要讲了，不要，你是神的仆人，我们很懂得，我们是亏欠你。”她认罪。
And this elderly lady, she was in tears, and she said, "Do not apologize. It was my fault that I had to bother you this time of the night."
雅各书告诉说：“你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们的病得到医治。”
James tells us that we have to confess our sins to each other, and we have to pray for each other, and then and only then will our prayers be answered.
我认什么罪呢？没有爱心，体贴自己，懒惰，不做工的罪。
I confess my sin for being lazy, for being self-centered, for wanting to rest and be late and lazy.
那老太太认什么罪呢？因为她的病好像连累到我的传道人了，那么半夜三更把我请来，他觉得他对不起我，他认罪。
And the elderly lady, she confessed her sin, saying that it was her problem that she bothered me in the middle of the night.
认完了罪，一按手祷告，他立刻就痊愈。
And after we have confessed our sins, I put my hand on her, and then we prayed, and right away the asthma attack disappeared.
我再说，这不是什么我什么有什么本领能够祷告医病。实在是主的话千真万确，不会骗人的。
Let me say this again. It's not that I have any healing power. It's really the accuracy of God's words, of God's promise that cured us.
我们互相认罪，彼此代求，马上病就好。
Let us confess our sins to one another and to pray for one another, and all prayers will be answered.
从那一次，我学到一个功课：越是累的时候，越是不想去做工的时候，就越是需要做工的时候。
From that time on, I know this, and that is every time when I'm really tired, when I'm not willing to work, That is the time that they need to work the most.
英国的 Spurgeon 他讲句话，他说什么时候需要祷告，你不想祷告的时候；什么时候需要读经，你不爱读经的时候，就是你需要的。
Spurgeon said, "When is the time that you need to pray the most? That's the time that you don't want to pray, and that's when you need it most. The time that you feel least inclined to read the Bible, that is the time that you need most to read the Bible."
准许我加一句。什么时候是你最需要做工的时候，就是你不想做工的时候。
Let me add this. The time that you feel least inclined to serve God, that is the time that you need most to serve Him.
我们常常喜欢把许多原因当作理由来原谅自己，不去做工。
So many times we have used our results or our excuses.But they are not reasons for not serving God.
原因可能很多，我们有很多原因拦阻我们做工，但是没有一个原因能够成为一个理由，足够的理由来拦阻我们来侍奉主。
There may be many factors that we do not feel like serving the Lord, but none of them is a good excuse for not serving God.
我们要突破一切的原因，弃绝一切的理由，没有任何原因和理由能够使我们与主隔开，能够来使我们不侍奉主。
Therefore, we should discard all the reasons and all the excuses that we have in order to serve God.
当你这样做的时候，就保证你天天看见一切事上都是是主，是主，是主。
And when we are able to do this way, then we know that in all things we are able to see that it is the Lord's, it is the Lord, it is the Lord.
是主，心眼明亮了；是主，勤奋做工了；是主。问题消除了。
Because it is the Lord, our eyes are brightened. Because it is the Lord, we feel to working more diligently. Because it is the Lord, all problems have disappeared.
但愿今天我们纪念主的复活，愿主复活的主向我们显现。
Today, as we remember the resurrection of Christ, may He appear to all of us.
使我们一切的问题重担，因着复活的主的同在，都成为过去。
That all our burdens, all our problems may become in the past because of the resurrecting power of Christ.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，在这纪念你复活的日子，求主复活的大能大力托住你的教会，让你的教会在地上能够为你做坚强的见证。让每一个弟兄姊妹今天因着你复活大能的同在，让我们被拯救，脱离我们老我，脱离我们自己，真正懂得什么叫做舍己。亲爱的主，我们真是看见我们这个人就是拦阻我们到你面前蒙福的，这是真正一个最大的拦阻，是老我。求主破碎，求主倒空，求主的灵充满，好让我们真正有力量能够承受主你托付给我们一切的责任。但愿今后的年日，主啊，你真是用着我们这些无用的人，在你的手中做成你有用的工。我们仰望你，我们求告你，我们相信主你动了善工，你的教会必然兴旺。你动了善工，撒旦也不能拦阻人得救。不知道今天有多少人在我们中间需要主的恩典，需要得救的，主你知道。求主你动善工结善果，使多人蒙恩蒙福，一同在你的教会中间，真是支取你上面来的能力智慧，做你托付我们的工作，来荣耀你自己的尊名。愿主享受完全的荣耀，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。